This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit menstclinic.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen, I want to know how y'all feel about Texas opening up sports to 50% capacity and what we learned about the FC Dallas player. Now, Kevin, when is this opening up to 50% capacity? Is it today?
Now.
Why did they change from 25 last week and they're like, all right, let's do 25 more. We haven't even had sports going.
So it wasn't just – okay, Corey, that's a fair question. I want to make clear. It wasn't just for sports. He didn't have a press conference to just say, all right, Rangers, Mavericks, Cowboys, here we go. Like, it was part of the broader extension of...
Oh, like restaurants and movie theaters?
Exactly. And so they upped, like, if you had already opened your bar and stuff, now they effective immediately open the capacity to bars and places like that and water parks to 50%. If you had your restaurant at 50% effective, I believe either at the end of this week or next week, you can open your capacity up to 75%. So it was part of a bigger picture. But just for the purposes of this show, the thing that caught my eye was that you can now open up at 50%. And I know that, like, at this point, who knows if we'll even get baseball at all. But theoretically, you could fill 50% of the new ballpark.
Yeah, and I just, like, a couple of friends of mine that do own restaurants, they wouldn't open up at 25%. They were just like, it's going to cost us more money. We'll lose money if we open up at 25%. They were open up to to-go orders, but they're like, we just can't just open up 25% of our restaurant and actually make money. We'll lose money. So I don't know if at 50% they will decide to open up their restaurant and say, now at 50% capacity, we can make money opening up our restaurant to sit in and stuff like that. And with baseball, God, maybe the governor should just say 100% to try to get this thing in the right direction, because you know, we're about ready to talk to Kip Fagg here about the upcoming draft and the Rangers and stuff. But it seems like that we're at a standstill now with no time left with the owners and the players. So
It was interesting timing, too. I know, like, these just two specific things don't have to necessarily be related, but it was interesting because you just mentioned it. An unidentified FC Dallas player tested positive for Corona, and it was just interesting timing that, like, we're expanding it out, we're opening it up, we're moving forward, but then FC Dallas also has to shut down their individual training practices because one of their guys tested positive for Corona. The timing of it, fascinating at the least.
Yeah, I think that's one of the things that I'm really interested in, is seeing, you know, what what other leagues adopt for their protocol. Because right now they're like, probably you're sitting in there, I always imagine John Daniels, and he's got just, you know, 50 whiteboards in his office, Kevin. We've talked about this with him before, and he's just writing down all these different lineups and stuff. And I just assume the basketball, baseball, football, they're all writing down and coming up with this perfect plan. But they have to have plan B, plan C, plan D, plan E, because, man, things might change, and you got to make decisions based on that. All right, let's turn our attention now to Senior Director of Amateur Scouting for the Texas Rangers, Kip Fagg. Kip, how's it going today, man?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. All right, so the draft is next week, June 10th. Rangers have pick 14. Who are we taking?
Well, we're going to get a good player. Let's just put it that way. We're excited about kind of the work we've done and put us in position to get another good player for the Texas Rangers, and we're excited.
All right, so I don't mean to go down the wrong path, but I do think this is a fair question. Where does that confidence level come from? Because over the last, you know, quite a few years, at least in the first round, it's been somewhat of a struggle for the Rangers in terms of developing these players. Has anything changed, and what has you feeling good and confident going into the draft?
Yeah, I mean, you always kind of reflect on some of your past failures, so to speak, and, you know, you got to make you look in the mirror a little bit and maybe readjust some things. But I don't think it's kind of changed our group's kind of thought process and how we go through our, you know, lining them up and having the relationships built with the players, the families, and trying to get the talent right. And, you know, some of those first round picks in the past have, you know, a couple of them weren't very good, I'll be honest with you. But, you know, we've had some injuries, and hopefully some of these guys come back and get a little renewed, so to speak. But speaking of this draft, we're real excited about, you know, the group that we think we're going to have a chance to get in all parts of this five-round draft.
Kip Fagg joining us with the Texas Rangers, who runs the Texas Rangers draft. Kip, Mike Bassick here, and I was just wondering how tough or challenging this draft is going to be. Obviously, you would have guys that had just got done with high school baseball and having almost kind of private workouts with some of the top players. You would be had been watching college players at this time and maybe even having private workouts, or the guys that, like last year, Josh Young would be in the College World Series. This year, for the first time in everybody's life, you didn't get all of that information a few days or weeks before the draft. How challenging is this draft going to be?
Yeah, it's a little different circumstances for sure, just kind of the way that things played out. I mean, we probably got a third of the season we usually get to evaluate the players on both the college and the high school levels. And, you know, quite frankly, some of these high school kids, especially the northern ones, didn't even get a chance to play. So a lot of our evaluations, and especially the evaluation piece for sure, has come on, you know, things we've seen in the past, the summer, the showcase circuit, and we got a chance to see some of the college season. So we have some, you know, evaluations from this year, but it's a challenging piece for sure, Mike, you know, to try to, you know, go with a little less information, a little less evaluation than we've had in the past for sure.
Yeah, and I'll just bring up examples where it could be tough. When I was in high school, Kerry Wood was considered maybe a first-round pick, you know, after his junior year. Obviously, his senior year, he starts throwing the ball way harder, dominates, becomes the fourth overall pick. Recently, Kyle Mueller was from Jesuit here, high school player of the year, but after his junior year, he was throwing mid to high 80s, and then by the time we got to his senior year, he's throwing low to mid 90s. How tough is it going to be to know this high school class where guys improve, kind of, they can improve so much from age 17 to 18 years old?
Yeah, it's quite the challenge, Mike, I'll be honest with you, you know, and that's kind of the challenge we kind of throw out to our group too. Who are the dudes that would have popped, so to speak, you know, that didn't get a chance to, because they didn't get a chance to play. And we've got a few of those guys we've talked extensively about, and hopefully be in position to possibly take one or two of those kind of players. But, you know, that's a very challenging point. And, like, quite frankly, some of these northern guys, we didn't even get the chance to, you know, we're going off a lot of bullpen videos. We weren't allowed to go out and scout. We still aren't allowed to go out and scout. So, you know, the stuff we're getting is video stuff and a lot of bullpens, a lot of cage work. So, yeah, it's very challenging.
Senior Director of Amateur Scouting for the Texas Rangers, Kip Fagg, joining us right now on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan, home of your Texas Rangers.
Yeah.
And Kip, I'm kind of curious as to, like, can you kind of explain how you look at a play? Because the Rangers this offseason invested in pitching in the ball club, all right? So they put, you know, they get Kyle Gibson, Jordan Lyles, they got Corey Kluber, you got a pitching rotation. So do you then say, okay, we need to reinvest in pitching so that when those guys are gone, then we can fulfill that? Or is it just constantly we need arms? I'm trying to figure out how you project out what your needs are for the future at the lower levels.
Well, I think, like, the baseball draft per se is like a different entity than probably any other sport. Maybe hockey is probably the closest. Mm-hmm. Where, you know, if you know, I've talked to a lot of these NFL teams and, you know, kind of how they went about their process kind of in the pandemic time and remote and such, as far as like getting ready for a draft. But I do think, like, it's a different level. Like the college football, let's say it's the speed of the game is quite close to the NFL. And those guys go in and they play in the NFL team the next year, right? They're drafting for needs on their team. And baseball draft's such a different, like, entity, when the fact that you know, you have players that go to minor leagues, and like the highest college baseball level is not close to major league. So it's not like it very rarely happens that a guy steps from a college, you know, program into the major league. So there's a minor league development part of it. So it's a little different when it comes to all that aspect of it.
So Kip, I was wondering this. I know that a lot of minor league players throughout baseball have been released, and I know there's possibly a plan in place to eliminate a team from each organization. When you're planning on stuff like this, do you know if it's low A ball that's going to be cut out of professional baseball, or do you even, is that above your pay grade and you don't even think about things like that? But I'm just wondering, because it looks like there is going to be a level cut out of baseball.
It sounds like, from what I know, Mike, it's going to be at the lower levels, which is challenging for us too, especially on the development piece, you know. And sounds like there's possibly going to be a cap on how many minor league players you can have in the States too, which is something different we had in the past. So it's a little challenging to try to work with the numbers, especially when, as an organization like us, we have a lot of talent at the lower levels, and you know, it's challenging to get guys at bats, innings, and things like that. So you know, it's something we've thought a lot about and working towards, like have a plan to, you know, do some things on the side to get these guys the innings and at bats. But it's going to be a little challenging with probably one less team.
Can we talk a little bit more about the post-draft, how that's going to work? Because in years past, I know it isn't actually, but it feels like the Major League Baseball draft is 10,000 rounds long. And this year, you're only getting, you know, five handful of rounds. What is that post-draft feeding frenzy going to be like? Or do you not expect much activity because the bonuses are capped?
Yeah, it's a little bit of an unknown. I know we've done a lot of work on some guys that we've targeted that we feel are kind of, you know, would have been the 7 to 10 round guys, 8 to 12, whatever you want to say. And you know, I think it's a lot of unknown what's going to happen. I mean, they have, the way it works is basically once the draft's over on Thursday, there is a dead period for guys that weren't drafted. So until Sunday morning at 9 a.m., where we can have no contact with those players, and they can opt, and players in the 48-hour window can opt out if they choose to. So, I mean, it's yet to be seen how many of these guys will opt out, how many guys will stay available to possibly sign for $20,000. And, you know, I don't really know how it's going to go. We've done a lot of work on a few select players that we've kind of targeted in that range, and, you know, we'll see how it goes. But, you know, with the landscape of everything in the world right now and the unknowns of college baseball and all that, and, you know, these guys got their eligibility back in college, so, you know, it's a challenge for them, too, scholarship-wise. They got a bunch of freshmen coming in. And, you know, they only got 11.7 scholarships. I think it might have went up. I'm not sure about that. But still, it's going to be challenging money-wise for them. So, I don't know how it's going to play out. I've got some ideas, but, you know, it's a lot of unknown for sure.
So Kip Fagg joining us, Senior Director of Amateur Scouting for the Texas Rangers. And I know this is more of a farm director question, but I know, Kip, that you have relationships with everybody in the organization. I want to speak to guys like Josh Young, who you just drafted 8th overall, who's a great prospect, guy like Leody Taveras, who was, you know, going to AA, and a guy like Hans Kraus, one of your top pitching prospects, just examples there. How are they supposed to get better at baseball this year with this challenging time?
Yeah, it's challenging with all the minor league players. You know, I know our PD staff has done a really good job of, like, staying in contact. I've talked to some other clubs where some of their minor leaguers haven't even been in contact the whole time of the pandemic. But our guys have done a really good job of communicating, having plans in place with if these guys have a chance to work out, which most of them do, a place to go, whatever, to, you know, get their swings in, to get their, you know, their bullpen time in, et cetera. But, you know, nothing replaces game time, as you know. And so that's going to be a real challenge moving forward. And, you know, when we start playing again, who knows, especially on the minor league level. And, you know, we're hoping to get some form of an instruction league, like September-ish, hopefully, and maybe an extended part, and have a little more a chance for these guys to regain some of the innings and at-bats, though. But it's definitely a challenge.
Well, you just made allusion to this, and I know the focus is primarily on the draft, but internally with the club and in baseball across the board, how much concern is there about when and if the game will return to the field?
Yeah, you know, it is. I mean, a lot of baseball in general, sports in general, you know, is it ever going to be back to, you know, like normal, so to speak? That's to be seen, but, you know, it's like, just got to keep forging forward. You know, we got 5 rounds as opposed to 40. We kind of put the same process that we've always done, and obviously we're not taking as many guys, but we feel pretty comfortable we're going to get 5 good ones and hopefully get a few after the 5th round also.
Senior Director of Amateur Scouting for the Texas Rangers right here on your home of the Rangers, 105.3 The Fan, Kip Fagg joining us on the KNC Masterpiece. And Kip, we got a chance at spring training. You know, I know it was a little shorter than usual, but we got a chance to talk to Josh Young And we walked, I think all three of us walked away going, that dude right there has potential to be a star in this league. Can you guarantee that he is going to be the greatest star the Rangers have ever seen in the history of the Rangers?
You know I'm not going to guarantee that. But I don't think there's any sure things, but I tell you what, he's some kind of kid. And, you know, just doing all the work we did on him last year, you know, you could have carved up some of the way he did things at the plate and et cetera and some of the talent pieces of it. But I tell you what, we tried to poke holes in the kid, the makeup, the person, and there was no holes there. He's an outstanding kid, and he's going to get all he gets out of his ability for sure because he's going to work at it. He cares. He's prideful, and he's some kind of tough.
Well, Kip, thank you so much for your time. I know this is the busiest, most exciting time for you and your scouts to get some new players in the organization. So get back to work and have fun next week.
Yeah, I'll get back on my Zoom calls like I do every day. I'm very,
right, brother.
I'm very proficient at Zoom now, that's for sure.
Nice.
Well done. Thanks, sir.
You guys take care. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks,
yes, sir. Thanks, Kip.
Man, how many people were just listening to that last part when you could hear the frustration about continually doing Zoom calls? And he's like, "Oh yeah, I'm with you right there."
Why we should have gotten him on a Zoom call here?
He's busy, Corey.
Oh, okay.
It's
right,
a miracle we got him on the show. They got to get ready for the draft.
Gotcha.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us. And four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.